Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is from the Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 20, verses 17 to 19. Matthew 20, 17 to 19. Jesus predicts his death a third time. Now Jesus was going up to Jerusalem. On the way, he took the 12 aside and said to them, "We are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified. On the third day, he will be raised to life." Think with me on the theme, courage and hope on the journey of faith. Courage and hope on the journey of faith. In the coming week, we shall begin the journey of the Lent season with Ash Wednesday. Our text for reflection is therefore an introduction of Jesus' journey to the cross. In the passage in Matthew 20, 17 to 19, we witness a moving scene where Jesus, with incredible foresight and bravery, readies his disciples for the tough road ahead, including his own suffering and death, followed by his resurrection. As they journey towards Jerusalem, Jesus doesn't just walk a physical path, but also strides forward on a spiritual mission, a journey marked by sacrifice aimed at humanity's salvation. This text is not just about Jesus' sacrificial journey. It mirrors our own spiritual journeys that are filled with personal sacrifices and challenges, yet driven by a divine calling. Jesus' vulnerability with his disciples, sharing the grim realities yet also the hope of resurrection, teaches us the power of openness. It is a lesson in leadership and faith, showing the strength found in sharing our struggles and the importance of preparing others for life's harsh truths while anchoring them in hope. The promise of resurrection that Jesus shares bring hope to worrying issues, not just to his immediate followers, but to all of us. It is a cornerstone of our faith, symbolizing victory over sin and death, and the promise of eternal life. My dear friends, in our own lives filled with their trials and uncertainty, this story reminds us that suffering is but a chapter, not the conclusion. Like Jesus, we are invited to face our challenges with faith, holding on to the promise that through our trials, God is weaving a greater purpose, and resurrection, new life, and eternal beginnings is on the horizon. Jesus' approach also calls us to lead with honesty, to share our journeys, including the burdens, with our community, supporting one another through all seasons of life. It encourages us to view our own stories of suffering and joy as integral threads in the vast tapestry of God's redeeming love. As we reflect on this passage, let us draw comfort from the resurrection's promise, find strength amidst our sufferings, and discover joy in our journey, reassured that we are never alone and that the ultimate victory is ours to share. There are two questions for reflection. One, How does Jesus' openness about his suffering and resurrection change the way you approach your own challenges and vulnerabilities? Number two, in what ways can you share your journey more openly with your community to foster support and strength in faith? Lord, in your journey to Jerusalem, you showed us the depth of your love and the height of your sacrifice. Teach us to walk our paths with the same courage and transparency, sharing our burdens and lifting each other up in faith. May the hope of your resurrection light our way through dark times, reminding us that suffering and death do not have the final word. Help us to lead with vulnerability, to love with your strength, and to live with the joy of your promise of eternal life. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.